From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Democratic presidential candidates are coming closer to the wire in what is shaping up to be a hard-fought battle for the nomination, a day after Hillary Clinton pulled off what some pundits had termed a must-win victory in Pennsylvania's primary. She and rival Barack Obama are back on the campaign trail. Speaking in New Albany, Indiana today, Obama said concerns that rifts in the party could be a problem in November can be put aside.
Don't worry about the party being divided in November, because the Democratic Party is going to recognize, as soon as we have a nominee, that there is too much at stake for us to be divided.
Clinton was able to defeat her rival by a substantial margin, but the next contests in Indiana and North Carolina are less certain. Obama is favored in North Carolina, while Indiana is considered a toss-up. Both states hold their primaries May 6. U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously today the federal Constitution allows police to search a motorist even when he is illegally arrested for a traffic violation. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Roughly half the states have laws that make it illegal for police to arrest misdemeanor traffic offenders. Instead, the cops are supposed to issue a citation and send the motorist on his way. So what happens when police violate the state law and arrest the errant motorist anyway? Can they search him? And if they find drugs, as in this case from Virginia, can they prosecute the motorist? Today, the Supreme Court said the answer to that question is yes, because the federal Constitution allows an officer who believes even a minor crime has been committed in his presence to make an arrest and then to search the suspect to safeguard evidence and protect the officer's safety. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In a Washington speech, Attorney General Michael Mukasey warned that international organized crime has broadened the scope and depth of its illegal activities, so much so that it is creeping into many aspects of everyday American life. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The Attorney General said international organized crime syndicates aren't just smuggling cigarettes and drugs. They have energy holdings and interests in financial markets around the world.
These criminals invest some of the millions they make from illegal activities in the same publicly traded companies as we hold, in our pension plans and our 401ks.